This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 7. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. It says there, "You have been raised to life with Christ. So set your hearts on things that are in heaven, where Christ sits on his throne at the right side of God. Keep your minds fixed on things there, not on things here on earth." End of quote. Infants and little kids do not have stress over life. As we get mature and older, stress becomes part of our life. In early ages and life, we do not think much about earthly things, do we? Small kids trust in parents and know mom and dad would provide for all their needs. However, when we become older, our attention centers more around earthly things, the things of now and tomorrow. The more earth-centered, the more stressed our lives become. We want to be like other seemingly fortunate and wealthy people. We begin to run after this earth and what it can offer. In Prophet Jeremiah's words, we somehow forsake the spring of living water and start digging our own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Jeremiah 2:13. The Bible says in our daily insight, "Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. You see, Jesus taught the same principle, and it is recorded in Matthew 6:32. The earthly things, things of now and worries about tomorrow, are the passions of the pagans, he said. He also said, "For the pagans eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father know what you need. But you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be added to you." End of quote. Beloved, in essence, let the heaven where God and Jesus dwell fill your daily thoughts. Forsake worrying times about things down here on this planet Earth. Ultimately, you do not belong to this earth. You belong to God, Jesus Christ. You belong to heaven. Bible says you are the citizen of heaven, Philippians 3:20. Therefore, you do the first thing first. What is the first thing? Seek God and his revealed plans for your life. Set your heart on the rich treasures and joys of heaven, where Jesus sits beside God in the place of honor and power. You place your mind and thought about what Jesus taught about his kingdom and righteousness. All the earthly things you need here now would be given to you by his sovereign hand. God promised it. And he is 100% faithful in delivering the promises. I always say this to my children. After you wake up in the morning, wash face, clean mouth and teeth, take the Bible, read and meditate from it for some time. Then kneel and give thanks to God for the day he gave to you. Worship and honor him first thing in the morning. Then pray to take care of all of your needs, schools, studies and other duties. Pray to protect you from temptations and deliver you from the evil one. Pray to reveal his best plan for your life. Say you want to obey him. When you do it, you honor God and seek his kingdom and righteousness. Beloved, you can set your minds on things above, not just in the morning, but all through the day as well. When you drive, think Jesus seated at the right hand of God. Think about his promises and claim those promises. When you walk on the streets or on the roads, talk to him in prayer. At your work, sing in your heart to the Lord if possible. You can sing in your heart and praise him even in silence. When you come back home, thank and praise him for the quiet and the beautiful evening. Thank God for helping you all day. Sing Christ-honoring hymns and songs with your spouse and children. Read the Bible, talk about it, thank and pray, and go to bed. Our insight today asks us to develop a God and Christ-centered daily life. At the outset of this new year, why don't you develop a God and Christ-centered daily life? That is an admirable goal, and that is the most important essential goal for your life. And then see how God is going to meet all your needs and desires according to his richness in glory in Christ Jesus. Jesus promised, "If you do so, you would end up stop worrying. You would end up stop worrying about tomorrow. Matthew 6:34, it says, God will take care of your tomorrow. Just live one day at a time. Beloved, for a God-centered life, first of all, you need His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. May today be a day that you come to God in prayer and claim the forgiveness and the new life available in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, help me set my heart on things above, where my Savior Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of God. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for my sins. I accept Him as my Savior. Please forgive me and grant me the new life available in Jesus Christ. May I think about You and meditate Your promises all through the day. Help me to develop a God and Christ-centered daily lifestyle this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.